Amen. Amen. So, we are looking at the act of prayer, right? Right? We started last week. 2 weeks ago. Are you sure? Huh? I said 2 weeks ago. This is week two. Amen. Okay, can I say last week? The act of prayer, okay, right? Matthew 28. That's the same text. Matthew chapter number 28. From verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, Matthew 28. Come on, what's our romance in our Bibles? Open to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, from verse 18. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Say, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Say, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So last week, last week we said the call to salvation is the call to discipleship, right? Right? The call to salvation is the call to discipleship. So when Jesus says, go make disciples, it will imply go make students. Right? It will imply go make students of what he has done. And what has he accomplished? Resurrection. He has just resurrected. Hallelujah. So when he said, go make disciples of all nations, it will be go make disciples of my resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make students of my resurrection. Glory to God. And we said when you use that word student, it then means that that word student makes disciple. When you use the word disciple, something is in the background. And what is in the background is actually a local assembly, right? A gathering. Gathering is in the background. So what it means is that discipleship will take place in a gathering. You know what I mean? Discipleship will take place in a gathering. So students will be made in a gathering. You cannot be a student over the internet. No, it is in a gathering. Are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we said a gathering is intended, right? A gathering, a local church, a local assembly. And now say in the local assembly, we learn in discipleship by what? By imitating, right? Right? So we say we imitate Christ in the scriptures and from men he has given us and through the men he has given to us in the local assembly. That's what I mean. So we can say in the local assembly, you remember he said disciples will be raised via teaching. Are you hearing me? So the teaching will be made in the local assembly, right? Also, the disciples will also, we also said in discipleship or in Christianity, will learn to follow Christ through the scriptures, right? From the scriptures and through the men he has given us. So the men will portray, that means as a pastor, I must carry in my attitude the message that I preach. Hallelujah. I follow me. Glory to God. Because why? In discipleship, is a call to imitate. Paul will say, follow me even as I follow Christ. Be imitators of God as dear children. Hallelujah. I hear me. Glory to God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and Ephesians chapter 5. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, Why I said praise the Lord? Just to know if you are following me and anybody will answer. Look at him, everybody is following me. Follow.
Glory to God. Okay. So we said last time that we saw Jesus pray. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and God is the Word. You understand that? So that means that Jesus in the earth is God. Jesus in the four gospel is God amongst men. That is God in man. Follow me. That is God in man. And the Bible says he prayed. We saw how we prayed last week, right? So meaning we can say God prayed. Are you listening? God prayed. So for God to pray tells us that prayer is very important for the Christian walk. It shows that prayer is needful for our Christian walk. It's needful because God prayed. I saw that he wasn't trying to pray for something. He wasn't trying to pray for children or for wife. No. He wasn't praying for one of those things. Hallelujah. And that was what necessitated the question, what did he pray for? Why did he pray the way he did? What was the reason why he prayed? And we concluded by saying that the reason why he came was the reason why he prayed. Right? The reason why he came was the reason why he prayed. Why did he come? We said it was for the salvation of men. So that means the salvation of men was that very important, and he prayed. You understand? And he prayed. He prayed. He prayed the way he did because of what? Because of men. Hallelujah. So that means he prayed the way he did will be concerning men in the light of why he came, the redemption. Do you understand me? That was why he prayed.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now the apostles, whom are his disciples, are you hearing me? Upon the resurrection, will teach the same thing. And also we will see the same pattern. You know, they will teach the same way Jesus taught, right? And then you will also find the same pattern of why he prayed. You will find them praying the same way. You will not find the disciples pray for things. Pray for God to give them 1 billion in their account. You will find them pray for to have money and be like hush puppy. No. Don't pray for something like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. They will not pray for things, but rather they will pray for men in the light of Christ's resurrection. So it now becomes funny if we get to Matthew 5. Let's look at Matthew 5. I've heard some people make a blunder of Matthew 5. Let's go to Matthew 5. Let's see something. It becomes funny when somebody gets to Matthew 5, verse 44. And now says, look at what he says. But I said to you, love your enemies and bless those who curse you. Say good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you. Do you understand? It becomes funny when you see people quote this thing and now say, God asks you to pray for your enemies, but they tell you what to pray concerning. It's diabolical. I hear people say that. God said, pray for your enemies. Jesus said, pray for your enemies. When you say what to pray for. So you pray for them to die. The Bible says, suffer not the witch to live but to die. You see, it's out of, it's dubious. Let me read you. You might have it there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, it is manipulation. Oh, yeah, people say something like that. Because if you look at that scripture, which we are going to look at again, and that's the reason why we say when you read scripture, you don't cherry pick scriptures. No, you read scriptures in context. Are you hearing me? Don't cherry pick scriptures. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
When the Bible says suffer not the wicked to live but to die, it was not saying talking about prayer. Because a practice they had. Hallelujah. They will carry stone and stone the person to death. Simple. So why are you praying? Stone now. Let's see if you two will not die.
Do you understand? But it was a practice they had. Do you understand me? They will use stone to stone the person to death. It's not a prayer point. So it now becomes manipulative. We see somebody come and tell you, you pray for your enemy to die. No. Amen. Amen. Because before now, if you read John 1 verse 18, it says, no one has seen God at any time. He said, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father. He said, he has declared him. Now he's talking about Jesus. He said Jesus came to declare God. That word to declare means to explain. Do you know what I mean? It means to explain. So Jesus' teaching will be, or Jesus in the four gospels, it will be the explanation of God. Do you know what I mean? Amen. So the revelation of Christ, our revelation of God, was embodied in that man, in the incarnation. The revelation of God was embodied in Christ. So John will now say he has declared him. That word declare is to explain what you are part of. So Jesus explains God. So if I want to know what God's mindset or who God is, I must see in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following me? Glory to God. So whatever Jesus will explain from scripture will be God's explanation of scriptures. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's see. What is Jesus talking about? Because whatever thing Jesus says will be what God said. Hallelujah. John has made us see that Jesus is God in the incarnation. You cannot separate it. Hallelujah. The explanation of God is found in Christ. So you cannot know God outside Christ. Are you hearing me? So that was why we said, in the course of
that was before the lockdown, the lockdown,
that theology, the study of God outside Christ, is taboo. You can only know God in Christ. Do you understand? So if you have a theology without a Christology, you have noology. You have nothing. It's not a study or zoology. You are studying nothing. Because God must be found or must be explained in Christ. Are you hearing me? Amen. So Jesus' teachings, Jesus' actions, and even inactions are exclamation of God. So I must see God in the person of Christ. So let's look at what he said in Matthew chapter 5. Amen. Matthew 5 verse 44. He said, no, we will not cherry pick. Let's read from verse 43. He said, you have heard, and it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. Right? You have said, shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. We've done this explanation oftentimes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Say, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends his rain on the just and the unjust. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So what is he saying here? What is he saying here? If you read in context, you will discover that God's nature is the nature of God, of love. That's what seeing yet. He said, God, Jesus makes you see what God's nature is. Love. Love your enemies. So when he says, love your enemies, pray. Now, when he now says, pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you, will it be to pray for them to die? No. It will be what? Concerning what? Love. Jonathan, it will be a prayer in the light of love. Please mark that down. God will get to see it in the apostles. Are you following me? It will be in the light of what? Love. So that is God's nature. Jesus wouldn't have been teaching that you should pray for them to die or any other thing outside salvation. Because that would be out of God's, that would not be God's nature. God's nature is love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. So God's love was demonstrated in him giving his son. Do you understand? God demonstrated his love by giving his son to die. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So God's demonstration of love was that he gave his son to die, which is Jesus, and he resurrected. So God's love is forgiveness of sins. Because the reason why Jesus died was so that we will receive forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. So God's love is the forgiveness of sins. Are you following me? So that is God's love. God's love is the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Amen. 1 Timothy 2. Quickly, 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3. For God, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior, whose desire for all men is to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, quickly, what is God's love? God's love and desire is for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That was why he gave his son. Understand? Glory to God for men to be saved. So when we go back to Matthew 5:43, so the loving your enemies and praying for those who persecute you reveals to us that love to the believer. Let me put it this way: love to the believer is not a feeling. You understand me? Love to the believer. We are teaching on the act of prayer. We are there. Love to the believer is not a feeling. So it has spitefully used you and is persecuting you, yet is it love? You know, based on our emotional reaction, we want to kill the person, right? Hallelujah. So love is not a feeling. Love is an instruction. It's an instruction to walk in your nature. Do you know that? Number one, love is the nature of the believer. Are you following me? Love is the nature of the believer. So love is an instruction for us to walk in our nature. Do you understand me? An instruction to walk in our nature. Glory to God. Are you following me? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we have an instruction to love, just like Jesus Christ. We have an instruction to love. That instruction is it? The instruction to walk in your own. It's to walk in your own, because love is our nature. Love is not abstract to the believer. No, love is our nature. So, it's an instruction to walk in your own. The same way, the man who betrayed Jesus Christ, the man who sentenced him to be killed, the men who flogged him, what did he do to them? Did he curse them? Did he send them to 600 years imprisonment in this life? Eh? Oh, you guys are not what this skit. But that's a really a skit. What happened in real life? You've not watched it, Pastor Wisdom. You guys are there. I curse you 600 years in this life.
you need to watch it. It's just funny. And the guy was actually,
actually I came to be preaching, and they didn't give me to his message. He now said, I see the man before them. You be sure of me, man. This is
amen. So love is an instruction to walk in your nature. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus prayed for them. Jesus prayed for the people who had been on the cross. He prayed for them. Said, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Hallelujah. He didn't start releasing curses. Like some people will release curses. You know, some people know, some people were born to release it. Amen. Amen. But we'll not so learn Christ. Glory to God. Amen. So Jesus' prayer, as we said, will be concerning redemption. So, and since we say since redemption, and we said since redemption is concerning men, his prayer will be for men in the light of his work, which is redemption. So Jesus' prayer for men will be in the light of redemption. Glory to God. Let's see the apostles quickly. Let's look at the apostles. The apostles. Act of apostles quickly. Look at Act 4. Are you there? Verse 18. It says, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, more than to God, you judge. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them, because the people, since they all glorified God. For the man was 40 years old, whom this miracle was done. Amen. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Now, remember, they threatened them not to teach in the name of Jesus again. In fact, in chapter 5, they flogged them. As in, they whipped them. You know, what is more, they flogged them. Do you understand? Okay. So they went to their company and reported all. Now, imagine, they came to tell you. Say, suffer not the wish to live but to die. The gospel must press for that. Anybody, you know, I heard somebody give a testimony one time. To him is a testimony. To me, it's sad. You understand? You know, it is sad when a believer begins to rejoice at the downfall of another person. It's either one of the two. It's either ignorance or the fact that the person is just, I don't know how to place this. It's just shaped to be. You are doing that another person is suffering. When the Bible tells you that God's desire is for all men to be saved. Now this guy said, they wanted to go and start up a church. You know, he was going to plant a church. He gives a blessing of the day. Yeah? You know those kind of stories. So when we wanted to plant the church, there was this Muslim guy, according to them, that said he must not have any church. Yeah. That was the man's resolution. So the guy was ready to press. Then the pastor said he went to pray, communicate to his God that he is a man of God. Let this man die. And after few months, the man died. We are not happy that God is a God, is a man of battle. It's sad. It's sad. To him, it was a testimony. But, you know, it is sad. Looking back at that kind of testimony, you will cry. Amen. You cry. So, you go. Funny enough, the church, they didn't even start again. They didn't start it there. Again, but it's sad. Are you hearing me? It's sad because we have not so learned Christ. We have not so learned that. See, I was telling somebody in the past few weeks, some weeks back, I told the person, do you know that? Your local church is the major determinant of your spiritual growth. Yes, it is. It is. Imagine we had vigil yesterday, and all through the vigil, you never prayed for anybody to die. Are you understanding what I'm going to? Glory to God. We pray for the growth of the world. That's what we pray for. Or that's what we pray concerning. We pray for yourself. We pray for your pastor. Right? Amen. Spend quality time doing the right thing.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Now look at the apostles. Verse 25. And verse 26. I'm trying to be fast. Look at verse 29. I want you to see what they prayed concerning. Now, Lord, now they prayed. They are praying. And in prayer, look at what they said in verse 29. He said, now, Lord, look on their threat and grant your servants that with all boldness
we'll preach the word. We'll preach the gospel. They didn't say, look at your servant, and then kill all our enemies. No! Because, you know, a fact of the gospel that you must understand is that Jesus told them, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. So you must allow that sin, you must be persecuted for the gospel. Are you hearing me? You must be persecuted for the gospel. So, how did Jesus react to persecution? Did he pray for the Pharisees to die? Remember we said in discipleship you follow. You do what? You follow. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You follow.
So what did they pray for? They pray for boldness to preach the gospel. We will speak your word. Look at verse 30. He said, by stretching out our hands to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, meaning also they prayed concerning, hallelujah, and the word of God will have free course and be glorified. When they had prayed,
that means they didn't just pray, oh, Father, thank you. You know, there are people like that. Want to pray for the growth of God, you know, whenever you ask, the Father in my name, believe in your heart that you receive and it will be yours. Oh, Father, we thank you. You have not prayed. Father, we thank you because the nations are ours. Father, we thank you because men are ours. You have not prayed. Pray. You understand?
When you are done praying, you thank God. Hallelujah. But you have to pray. Prayer is important. Glory to God. You have to pray.
Some people know the Greek word for prayer, but they don't pray. It's of no use. You know the war, Greek war. You know when you pray, you lambano. Everything you know, but you don't even pray.
You can't even last 5 minutes. After 2 minutes, you are sitting on the chair. You are gassing out. You are gassing out. Amen. Amen. Don't worry, very soon we'll have physical vigil.
No. You know when we are supposed to play, no sitting in our country. You know that kind of way. No sitting in our country. There are no resting in our country. Rest on the wall as you stand.
In fact, it will be on open air.
Nobody will come into any class. Everybody stand.
Pray. 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 Glory to God. Milestones. Hallelujah. Milestones. Amen. We pray no water, no chewing gum, no earphone. We pray. Yes, now. No water, no chewing gum, no earphone. We pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. They pray for boldness to preach. Like as I said in chapter 5, they were flogged. Look at verse 40. Chapter 5, verse 40. They were flogged. And they agreed with him And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. Look at verse 42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as who? Christ. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. They flung them, but yet they did not stop. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Prayer makes you build stamina.
To withstand opposition. Prayer. Glory to God.
In the face of opposition,
they had prayed. They had a culture of prayer. After Apostles chapter 3, Peter and John were going into the temple in the hour of prayer. They went to pray. Jesus said, pray lest you fall into temptation. Remember we said temptation is twofold, right? It's twofold, right? Persecution is temptation. Hallelujah. Right? We said temptation is twofold. We said persecution is temptation. Hallelujah. Pray lest you fall into temptation. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus had a car, had an attitude of prayer. He would go and pray all night. You pray all night. He didn't pray it once, he prayed all night consistently. Glory to God. The word now says it's not about how long, it's about how well. Amen. Bro, it's about how well, though. I mean, it's about how long, though. Jesus prayed how long? He prayed long. You understand me? Long, he prayed long. Fashi. Fashi, that's what you are saying. Pray long prayer, bro. Jesus prayed long. He prayed all night. All night for Jesus is not 10 to 6 a.m. All night for Jesus is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. He prayed all night. The people only pray for 4 hours. They're already sleeping and waking up. They'll sleep by 2, 3, 3, 4, by 3. They say, I pray till 3. Pray all night. 6 to 6, he was praying. An attitude. The disciples collect, have the same attitude of prayer. So in the face of opposition, you know, they were not moved. Do you understand me? They were not moved. When there's opposition and a man of God or a believer begins to try to, you know, begin to try to balance it, their person is not praying. Do you understand? That person is not praying. Do you understand me? It's not, you are not praying. Leave those things. You know, they could have come and then the Father apostle just said, ah, Peter, how did you say it? Did you use wisdom? Did you not cook it well? No, you not say it well. No, they prayed. You understand? They prayed. Tell your neighbor they prayed.
They prayed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Acts of Apostles chapter 6. Look at verse 7. This is result of prayer. The result of prayer.
The result of prayer is when they were threatened, they keep speaking. They get on speaking hard. The result of prayer is, look at Acts 6. I have to go to Acts 6, right?
I said verse 7. Before we look at verse 7, look at verses 4. We'll give ourselves for today to the ministry, I mean to prayer to the ministry of the world, right?
So it's what they had as a culture to pray. They had as a culture to pray. Any ministry, any local church not giving to prayer, not prayer, 2 minutes prayer, not giving to prayer, will be given to something else. If you're not giving to prayer, you'll be given to schemes. If you're not giving to prayer, you'll be given to strategy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strategy is as a result of men not praying. Leave every other thing, you want to strategize. of how to take over. Take over what? Pray. Are you following me? Pray. Before you talk to men concerning God, talk to God concerning men. Pray. Go on your knees. Pray. Are you hearing me? Pray. Be a man of prayer. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's what they say. We are the escorts of the Christian in our church. We are strategizing on how to raise money for bazaar. You see your life? You see your life? You're not praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stomach like you have many ways to lose. Not praying. Not fasting. Glory to God. I'm a man of prayer. Give it to prayer. That's what you should do. You must give it to prayer. You understand me? When a man of God begins to find himself strategizing, you are not praying. When you're already strategizing on how to do evangelism, you are not praying. You're not praying. The apostles had a culture of prayer. In fact, Acts 2 verse 42, the men that just got saved were given to prayer. And they continued daily in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. Daily. 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 They had times. They had time to pray. They had prayer hour. They had time to pray. They had time to tongue. They had prayer hour. Amen. 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 Serious believers pray. Glory to God. Amen. Look at verse 7. And the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great multitude of priests were obedient to the faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Men of the oppositions were saved. Because men prayed. Because men were given to prayer. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when we say pray for the growth of the word, when we say pray for the growth of the gospel, do you know when we say pray for the gospel? You know we are saying pray for men. Do you know that is what we are saying? I hope you know that is what you are saying. When we say you pray for the growth of the gospel, you know you are praying for men indirectly. Hallelujah. Because men is in view. When you pray for the gospel, you pray that the heart of men is receptive to the gospel preached. Amen. Amen. So when I pray for the growth of the gospel, I pray that the heart of men will receive the gospel. Are you hearing me? I pray for the heart of men to receive the gospel. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Someone said, if God wanted everybody to be saved, God would have just allowed everybody to just be saved. No, you don't understand. You don't know. You don't understand God. You don't know God. Glory to God. You don't know God. And that is because you don't know. You don't know the law in Genesis. Man has a will. Hallelujah. Man has a will. Man has a choice. Are you following me? Man was meant to have a choice. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Man has a choice. Can I hear him say, God will not do anything in the earth except men pray. Except men pray. Except men pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when men pray, okay, before we get there, so you see, thus far, we've seen that the apostles did not pray for anything material. Their prayer is as regards Christ's work. Look at the content of their prayer. It's concerning Christ's work, which is the salvation of men. The salvation of men. The salvation of men. Men coming to the knowledge of the truth. the salvation of men, men come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So for a believer to attach material things to prayer is to demean the importance of prayer.
When a believer begins to attach materialism rather to prayer, the person is demeaning the importance of prayer. To attach it is to demean the importance of prayer.
Prayer is concerning men. In fact, I put it like the prayer is concerning men and concerning the gospel.
So we can put prayer is concerning men in the light of the gospel. That's what prayer is.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you watch Paul's prayer in his letters, you will discover that Paul's prayer was woven around men. Was woven around men in the light of Christ's work, which he has accomplished. Was woven around men. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. You know, some people's prayer just full of God. Give me. Prayer is over. Let's look at Paul's prayer. Let's take it from Paul's prayer. Chapter 1, verses 17. I was talking about verse 16. It says, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. It said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, remember this. The God's desire is for all men to be and to come to the knowledge of the children of those two. So when a man is saved, what will be the next prayer for the man? Knowledge. Are you following me? Is what? Knowledge. So for the saved, we'll pray for what? Knowledge. For the unsaved, that they will be saved. Are you following me? Glory to God. So let's look at first prayer now. Now he says, now he's praying for who? Who was he writing to? Chapter 1, verses 1 into 2. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. So he's writing to believers. So now, what does he pray for them concerning? He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom. Now, we're not praying for a new spirit. No. Yes, did it. Hallelujah. He calls it the wisdom of the Spirit. That is how the Greek puts it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May give you the wisdom of the Spirit. In that calls that, he said, and. That word and is for what? To buttress what he's saying. He's explained. That's what car. Hallelujah. To give you the wisdom of the Spirit. That is revelation in the knowledge of him. Do you see what he's praying for them concerning? Revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation, apocalypse, in the epignosis of him. Epignosis means full and complete knowledge. Precise
inside the things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Precise, complete. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says to give you what? Wisdom that is revelation in the knowledge of Him. So remember, in our teaching of the leading of the Spirit, in what following the holiness, we said revelation will be to the mind. To the mind. Right? Right? Hallelujah. We'll get to see that shortly now. Let's move ahead. That the eyes of your understanding, that will be the mind. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and the riches of His glory. The riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I said, what is that power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him up from the dead and seated Him in the heaven? Seated Him at His right hand in the heavens. He said, far above principalities and powers and dominions and every name that is named, not only in this world but in that which is to come. And has put all things under His feet and gives to be the head over all things to the church. The church is His body, the fullness of Him that fulfilleth all in all. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Paul's prayer for them is consigning what Christ has done. Don't want Paul pray for them concerning what Christ has done. Knowledge. What Christ has done. In chapter 3, verse 14. He said, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of glory. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that He will grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Now you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to compare with us, say what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is He praying for them concerning? That they should come to the knowledge of God. Did you see that? First prayer for them, that they should come to the knowledge of God. In chapter 6, we begin to round off. In chapter 6, verse 19. Paul says, 18 rather. He said, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And for me, being watchful rather to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Hallelujah. So what did he pray for him? Paul asked that they pray for him for what? Utterance as concerning preaching the gospel. Did you see that? Utterance as concerning preaching the gospel. Utterance concerning preaching the gospel. This is concerning the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at Philippians 1:9. Say, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment. In knowledge. You see that? Hallelujah. What is the knowledge? The knowledge here is the knowledge of what Christ has done in the resurrection. We'll see that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see that in verse 11. Say, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. So the knowledge is based on what Christ has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians 1 verse 9. Say, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, that is spiritual understanding. You'll be filled with the knowledge of his will. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So Paul's prayer for them is that they come to knowledge. They come to knowledge. They come to knowledge. I want to show you something before we close today. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We are closing. Look at how Paul said they should pray for him. He said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified just as it is with you. He didn't say pray for us that we will drive jets, that we will have the car. No, he said pray for us. Hallelujah. Concerning what? The gospel. Did you see that? And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all men have faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Paul demands that they pray for them. Hallelujah. And they may be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Hallelujah. Wicked and unreasonable men will be what? Men who are out to fight against the gospel. For not all men have faith. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Today we can tag that as distraction in ministry. Pray for pastors this week. Pray for pastors this week. They be delivered from whatever. Is it concerning the gospel? Is it concerning the gospel? Sure, it is concerning the gospel. Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You find out in Romans chapter 15 again, he said the same words. Romans 15 verse 31. Consistency. Romans 15 31. But verse 30 first. Then I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ, And through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe. Did you see that? Who do not believe. Would that be persecution? Yes. Hallelujah. And that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable of the saints. That my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable of the same. That I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Oh, this prayer, is it concerning the gospel?
Yes.
It's concerning the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And how would you pray? Say, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus prayed for them concerning the gospel, concerning his work, concerning redemption, and he prayed, listen, and he prayed the way he did. And he prayed the way he did. So that means praying, you know, when you pray this way, next week, we're going to talk about that. Hallelujah. Next week, we're going to talk about that. He cried. So we're going to look at that part, that aspect a bit. Hallelujah. He prayed the way he did. He prayed long hours for this. And we saw in the epistles that that is God's desire. That is God's desire for men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So if it is God's desire for men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that means I should pray the same way too. Hallelujah. I should be found praying with my concentration, my mind in the prayer. Hallelujah. My mind will be in the prayer. The Bible says he was in agony. Do you understand? He was in agony. It means he was involved in his prayer. In the prayer. Did I explain that to us last week? He was bodily involved. It was bodily evil. You know what I mean by bodily evil? Bodily evil is not necessarily. Oh, shut up. I'm not saying that is not prayer. I'm not saying that is not prayer. Glory to God. I'm not saying that is not prayer. But he said he was bodily involved. You can't pray for love and you're not bodily involved. Are you hearing me? You can't pray for love and you're not bodily involved. Glory to God. Pastor Shebu shared with us last year before WCC how a lady came to tell him years back that his father was involved in occultic kingdom. Let's pray for his salvation. Now, so let's meet him. They called the name of the place, Judah. Let's pray. The lady now came. They wanted to pray. The lady said, oh, Father, thank you. Because he's born again. He said, Father, we thank you because we know you must give us a chance for prayer. So why that? If you are praying, you are praying for salvation. He has given us a chance. I know he said. You know? You are gatekeeper, but glory to God. Glory to God. But then he said, when the lady was done, he said, we are joking. We are giving thanks. Let us thank him. He has done. Thanks, Babu. He said, when he held her hand, you know, when they prayed, when he shook the hand, when he was all shaking and they prayed, when they don't pray, you know, well, let's thank God. He said, you couldn't even give the hand, Father. You know, shaking. He was bodily involved, but then, but he bodily involved. Ah, I pray. Glory to God. Amen. You pray for the growth of the gospel in your locality and you are quiet about it. You know, you must need to see them the way God sees them. That's what we'll look at. We'll look at that next week. And then we'll not jump into that. You must need to see the way God sees them. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So when they say pray for the spread of the gospel in your locality, you must be bodily. You see, you get bodily involved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know, we're going to dwell on prayer body next week. We'll just dwell on prayer body. What is prayer body? We'll dwell on prayer body next week. Tell us that. You don't get involved in the prayer. Glory to God. And it's not 2 minutes prayer. Long. Five, I'm tired. See, you cannot pray for long and you will not be tired. Hallelujah. You know, the way this teaching is great is as if we are going to have prayer retreat. Glory to God. Amen. You cannot pray for long and say, I'm hungry. You will be hungry, but you will pray. Have you never died while praying? You pray, okay? Glory to God. You know the one that some people will now start shouting, we are praying, no, we are really praying. Hallelujah. We are really praying. You wouldn't even fathom the strength to shout, we are praying, no. You pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So in prayer, the hours is involved, right? Right? The long time it is involved. Never has any short prayer is wrong, bro. But the long time it is involved. So don't say it's not about how long, it's about how well. It's about how long too. Jesus prayed long ago. If how long was not important, he wouldn't have prayed 6 to 6. He wouldn't have sneaked out in the night. If you read Mark, he went out in the night and they didn't see him all through the night. He went to pray. All through the night. Amen. When men were asleep, he was praying. There's something about the night. Glory to God. We had a message on that years back. Something about the night. Amen. There's something about the night. When men will be dozing, you are praying.
Glory to God. You don't bother to live for that message.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Don't bother to live for it.
Glory to God. But there's something about it now. Just know there's something about it now. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. When men pray. You know, in that message we spoke about, I spoke about Jacob and ladder.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. But when men pray,
yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, if how long was not important, Jesus wouldn't have prayed long. If shouting was not important, Jesus wouldn't have shouted. If being bodily involved was not important, Jesus wouldn't have been bodily involved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, let me tell you how that word I'm going. No, I'll wait in this. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to demonstrate how it means to be in agony. That word comprises of both a shout and a. If there was anything breakable around there, it would scatter. Yes. He was in agony. You know that kind of prayer when you are done, your voice is gone. And he was not praying for somebody to die. He was praying concerning the gospel. That shows you as how God wants you to pray for men. Let's be honest with you. That's gonna fix.